As I say, you never know what we're going to do on this show. And joining us is a gentleman who I met a few weeks ago. He's a very prominent entertainer in the Bay Area, and he's a former radio show host on KFOG as well as KGO. He's been a press secretary for Mayor Frank Jordan. He's a law editor, a journalist, a radio personality, a campaign manager, and one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And he's a great baseball fan. And he's joining us live in the studio today, and that's Noah Griffin. Noah, nice to have you.
Thanks so much. What a pleasure and honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I hope I covered all the ground here. And
that's about it. Can you do my eulogy?
You started the Cole Porter Society as well.
Yeah, you know, I'd done a lot of Cole Porter when I was in school and decided to change careers about 10, 12 years ago. And I thought, well, I'll give a Cole Porter show, and it sold out. And then we thought, well, let's connect up with the Cole Porter Society. We looked on the internet and found there was no Cole Porter Society. And since the dean of my law school at Harvard, when I was in school, sent me down to the Cole Porter Trust to talk to the folks down there about going full-time in entertainment, which I delayed for 40 years, we called the successor to the guy that I talked to. And he thought it was a good idea. He contacted the collateral part of the family. And they said, yeah, you can do it. But as a lawyer and being trained, you know this, you put everything in writing.
Right.
And so I closed my eyes and I hit the send button on the key. Within 24 hours, he came back and gave his carte blanche to go with it.
Beautiful.
So we've been to Peru, Indiana, when they had the Cole Porter Music Festival, spent 3 days there. And it's been a hit ever since.
Now, Raph is a musician.
Oh, good.
Now, and I said, Raph, Noah started the Cole Porter Society.
He's Cole Porter.
And he did. He said, who's Cole Porter? I can't believe it. Haven't you watched a Woody Allen movie? You haven't seen any of it.
Well, he's probably heard I've Got You Under My Skin, which is Frank Sinatra's big song. That was his. And when Frank Sinatra first did a version, Porter didn't like it. He said, do my song the way it's written or don't do it at all.
Wow.
And he came back and did it, and it was one of his biggest hits ever.
Beautiful. Well, this is a baseball show.
Yeah.
What's Noah Griffin doing here? Well, we got to meet a couple of weeks ago. And learning a lot about Noah as an entertainer. And I looked on, and you sent me some songs. One was done by you when Pac Bell opened. And you were asked to do a song about, maybe you weren't asked, but you'll tell us how it came about. But there's a Channel 2 interview on YouTube the day Pac Bell opened. And Noah does an a cappella right there. He sings it. About the opening of Pac Bell Park. It's a beautiful song, and we're going to update it a little bit in just a minute, but tell us how that came about.
Well, I'd written the official song for the Golden Gate Bridge, and we were so excited about the new ballpark, having gone to Old Steel Stadium and then going to Candlestick Park, where the first game I saw there, Sam Sad Jones pitched a one-hitter and lost in the eighth inning to St. Louis to Lou Brock, who hit a home run. Then I said, oh, I'm going to write this song for the Giants. And Kevin O'Brien over Channel 2, when he was general manager, loved the song and said, why don't we start the day off with your song? So we got there and we tailored it to Pac Bell Park. We had to update it a little bit later, but it was just so exciting and so fun to be there that very first day.
Yeah, what was that like? Of course, I was there. I remember Kevin Elster hit the 3 home runs for the Dodgers, but you were at Seal Stadium,
yes.
Right?
Harvey Haddix won that first game that we were there, 3-1 in 13 innings.
And you've sold beer.
I sold beer at Candlestick at the Old Park. Beers were 45 cents, and the vendor got 15 cents each. And if you really hustled, you could make $50 in a day.
Wow.
That was big.
Wow. All right. So you have a real baseball background.
Some of those guys that I know are still working there. David Turner and Ken Matsuoka are still working at the park.
I know David Turner.
Great guy.
Yeah,
great
very
guy.
Good. I know David. Yeah, very good. So Noah Griffin joins us. All right. So the song comes out. It opens Pac Bell. Then you update it. And how did that come about? Because we're going to play it. It's a few minutes, but it's really enjoyable. But tell us how
the song doesn't say current, you know, it's not real. So
right.
You're talking about Pac Bell Park and then you're in AT&T Park. And then what I did in the original song is I had Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, and Marichal too.
That's right.
And then I updated it for some of the current players. And the current players may not be there, so we have to go back to get all the ones that will always be there in terms of the Hall of Fame.
Well, when we look at the color and personality of Giants baseball for 60 years,
yeah.
This is a good testament to what Giants baseball meant to someone like yourself who was at Seal Stadium, sold beer at Candlestick,
right.
Became a tremendous person in the legal field and the political field and then radio and brought you back to baseball as an entertainer and did this song. So, Raph, we were lucky enough to get a copy of it. And this is the second song. This is the one that comes out about 2011.
Right.
Something like that. And this is Noah doing it, but this is Giants baseball. So on our 60th anniversary, here it comes. Go ahead, Raph.
remember the day when the team used to play at the old Seals Stadium. And at Candlestick Park, though the contrast was stark, we still had lots of fun. Now we've moved to downtown, and the one thing we found, if you build it, they will come. It's no longer a dream, we're a World Series team in this new millennium. AT&T Park, we're playing down by the bay, right on the Embarcadero. Makes you smile and say, hey, you want to see giant baseball? Better get out today to see the San Francisco Giants. The team of Mays, McCovey, and Lindsay come too. There'll be new Hall of Fame players who'll be waiting for you. You better get to the park so you can watch what they do and see the San Francisco Giants. Then one ball playing town, right from DiMaggio to the weather's never too hot. The good old bar keeps you cool. You'll never leave San Francisco. You're nobody's fool. You miss the San Francisco. The San Francisco. San Francisco Giants. Go team!
I love it. It's great.
We had more fun for that.
Come on. Tell us a little bit of logistics of how that came about.
Well, we thought we'd do something to mark the occasion, and then we thought we'd try to do something that would connect the old with the new. So it was the old Oompah band style, the John Philip Sousa, and then with the more modern style. And then we even have a signature of I Left My Heart at the very end. Da, 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 da.
It's beautiful. Raph, you like it?
That's a great tune, absolutely.
Come on, you're a musician. What you?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, you could, you know, definitely there's a lot of bass in there, and then, you know, it's straight when it started going more modern. It was definitely, it kicked in. It was a great song.
Oh, thanks.
Loved
yeah.
it. Now, if someone wanted to hear it, and we saw it on YouTube, how would you go about it? Because I know people say, hey, I want to hear that again.
Noah Griffin at thecoldportersociety.org, and I'll send you a link to it.
Oh, yeah, very good.
That'll be great.
Okay, Noah Griffin at
thecoldportersociety.org.
.org. Okay, very good. Boy, a lot of fun to have Noah with us, Noah Griffin, and as we celebrate 60 years of Giants baseball. So you and I met at a lunch at SCOMA's, and at the lunch, you amazed me because I was sort of, I guess, one of the guests, and maybe there was a little bit of a baseball theme to it. But you got up and you recited Casey at the Bat. So I said, well, is he going to read it? What's he going to do with it? And all of a sudden, I realized he's standing there with no notes, nothing. And he just did this amazing recital of the part of Casey at the Bat that we love. So tell us how that came about, and then you're going to be nice enough to do it for us, right?
Well,
here.
I used to work for the Hearst Examiner, and my kids were growing up, and I wanted them to connect with the old and the new. And my dad was born in 1896, and he connected it with the old baseball. And I ran into a guy named Bud Abbott, who in 1926 at the Orpheum Theater had heard DeWolf Hopper recite this poem. And it inspired me to go and memorize it. And I guess that the song was written by Ernest Lawrence Thayer, who was a friend of William Randolph Hearst, right. Came out here on a flyer with a newspaper, right. Sold the poem to Hearst for $5, and forgot about it. And all of a sudden, it's recited 10,000 times. Bud Abbott hears it once at the Orpheum, and it becomes a standard and a classic.
Oh, it's great. And John Miller, I've heard him do it as well. So you are going to be nice enough. Raph, we ready? And this is live right here in the studio. This is Noah Griffin, Casey at the Bat.
It looks extremely rocky for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 2-4 with but an inning left to play. So when Cooney died at second and Burroughs did the same, a pallor wreathed the features of the patrons of the game. The straggling few got up to go, leaving there the rest with the hope that springs eternal within the human breast. While they thought if only Casey could get a whack at that, they'd put even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, and likewise so did Blake. And the former was a puddin' and the latter was a fake. So on that stricken multitude a death-like silence sat. There seemed but little chance of getting Casey to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single to the wonderment of all, and the much-despised Blakey tore the cover off the bar. So when the dust had lifted and they saw what had occurred, there was Blakey safe at second, and Flynn a-hugging third. Then from the gladdened multitude came up a joyous yell. It rumbled in the mountaintop, it rattled in the dell. It struck upon the hillside and rebounded on the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he'd lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt it was Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded when he wiped them on his shirt. Then when the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance glanced on Casey's eye, a sneer curled Casey's lip. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one," the umpire said. From the benches, black with people, there came up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm waves on a stern and distant shore. "Kill him! Kill the umpire!" shouted someone from the stand. And it's likely they'd have killed him, had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the spheroid flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, "Strike two!" "Fraud!" cried the maddened thousands, and the echo answered, "Fraud!" One scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain. They knew that Casey wouldn't let the ball go by again. The sneer is gone from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel vengeance his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go, and now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts beat light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
The best. How do you like that, Raph?
That was great. You did that all by memory?
Yes.
Wow. Amazing.
Matt, thank you for helping to produce
it. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I liked the emotion and the feeling you kind of put into it and how you took on different voices for the different characters. That added an element that I hadn't really heard it before, so...
Yeah, fabulous.
Very well done.
Yeah, fabulous. Thank you so much for coming in and doing that. Come on, this is live radio. You know, I have enough trouble reading off the stats of the day, let alone doing something like that. It's really amazing.
And it's an honor and a privilege, and thank you.
No, I know, but thank you so much. It's an amazing poem. And, of course, it applies to baseball today. And I always think of Brandon Belt. When it's not my style, and he takes a couple and swings through the last one, but whatever. But it could apply to any slugger,
absolutely,
in baseball. But it really is a pleasure to have you on, and it's great to have you, seriously. And you've been part of radio before, and what do you think of coming in here and doing it like that? Any nerves at all?
No, I've never done it before, but when I heard the background, I thought, I'm going to take this off and make sure that I concentrate and get it right, and... And it's fun. It's fun to do. If you get wrapped up in the story and the words, it just goes.
I love it. Noah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Very good. That is Noah Griffin live right here at KMBR 680, the sports leader.